Time for another Rural Solutions Technology Update show with John and Teresa Witte. And John is just whispering over me here. But
yes.
That's good. Before we go on to the show here. It's little secrets with your wife there?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Little sweet nothings.
Is that what it is?
We'll never tell.
I heard the whispers as I was doing the introduction here. So, hey, nice to see you again, and we're ready for another show.
Here we are.
What are we doing?
Well, we're going to talk today about what to do if you think your Wi-Fi is slow.
Ooh.
If you think your internet is slow.
Well, okay. I don't think. I know sometimes it is.
We get this question. Probably one of the most asked questions.
Yeah. What's the question?
Yeah. Why is my internet so slow?
Oh.
Yeah, it's
so. But there's a lot of different reasons. A lot of reasons. And it's not necessarily just that your internet is slow. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And different things you can try.
All right.
So
I'm glad you mentioned this, because just this morning on my home computer, I'm going, why is this so slow? It usually isn't.
Okay. Hmm. Well, we'll just address this directly to you then, Paul.
Okay, good.
Okay. Well, the first thing you can do if you think that your internet is slow, if you're on Wi-Fi, take an Ethernet cable and connect your computer directly to your internet.
What do you mean?
Okay, there's a cable, you know, back in the day before it was all the Wi-Fi, everything.
Yep.
You know, we had these network cables that you'd go from your router, your modem, that would come and plug right into your computer.
Okay.
And
it looks like a phone cord, kind of.
But a little bigger and
wider. A little bigger, yep.
Okay. And the first thing is to just take all wireless stuff, because that's where it just balloons into, you know, it could be anything, and see if it's faster when you have it wired. And if it performs better when it's wired, then
you know it's probably something with your Wi-Fi.
Yeah. If it doesn't, then it's more than likely something with your either your physical modem or your router.
Or one of these other.
Or your ISP. Yeah. It could be an ISP thing too.
Right. Which is ISP equals.
Oh, Internet Service Provider.
Internet Service Provider. So your Frontier, your Farmers, Mediacom, whatever you might have for your internet service.
Okay.
So that's step one.
Okay. So yeah, if you have a lot of.
I don't even know if I have a cable.
Well. Mm. We have them at work. Okay. And you probably have one in some old drawer somewhere.
Okay, probably.
You know, in that pile of cables everybody keeps forever.
Because even the new computers have an Ethernet jack in them.
They do, okay. Yeah.
But not all new laptops do.
Or PCs, yeah. Or really? Laptops even?
Not all laptops have an Ethernet port anymore.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, that's another. I haven't seen that. That's another story. So the first thing you can check is if it's my wireless or not.
Okay.
So then if you think it might be your wireless, then it might be your router.
Yeah. And, you know, most people at homes, they have, you know, we have the, what, a $40 basic wireless routers. They've gone up a little bit. That's the most popular kind.
A lot of people just use what the phone company has provided.
Mm-hmm.
But there are upgrades that you can make.
Okay. Yeah.
So especially if you are, if you have a large home or if you are running a lot of things at once, if you have a family that's using multiple things at once.
Including games. And,
games, computers, TV.
Chromebooks from school, do homework. I mean, there's so many different things that are taking a wireless signal now.
A lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, if
you notice that at holidays when you got the whole family there and all your teenage cousins. And
everything's just grinding to a halt.
So that can affect things. So you can, if you have an older router or you think you might want to upgrade, you know, you could talk to us about that. And
okay. And we try to get a feel for people. You know, most people want to stick with the $40 thing, kind of disposable router.
Yep.
But, if you spend under $200, you're going to get kind of what you pay for. Mm-hmm. We've got some higher end ones, you know, like in businesses, I don't do the $40 routers. You know, we do the higher end, you know, $300, $400 equipment.
Yep.
And
but we won't sell you more than you need.
Right.
So most people do fine with the $40.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So, interesting. So this is what to do if someone's just tuning in here. This is what to do if you're...
If you think your internet is too slow.
Too slow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Know your MBPS, megabytes per second.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's
a little technical here now.
Yeah. Well,
you got to measure what speed is. Okay. You know, and if you're trying to download something and it's super slow, I always go to speedtest.net. It's a website. Open a browser. Go to speedtest.net. One word, all lowercase.
Speedtest.net.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you do a speed test, and it'll tell you, you know, if you have a 3 to 5 gigabit or megabit connection, or if you have a 100+ megabit connection, it'll tell you
how fast things are uploading and downloading.
Okay.
So if you do that test, write it down. Do it a couple of times, you'll get different numbers that should be close. Do it at different times a day. Mm-hmm. If sometimes it seems faster and sometimes it seems slower, and just document that.
Especially in town, because you're sharing internet speed, you know, for the most part with the neighbors on your block. So if your neighbor kids come home after school and all of a sudden my house is so slow, Well, it's probably related to that. And if you do a speed test when the kids are home, you'll see it's going to be much slower than it is in the morning when they're at school. That's one thing to keep in mind.
So that's how you determine what your megabytes per second is, what your speed is. Now, what if you don't think you have enough? How do you determine how much you need?
Yeah.
Good question.
And, you know, if you have... You have your computer and you're checking your email at home. You know, you can get by with a meg probably without, you know, any problems. You can go check the weather. It's not going to be instantaneous, but it's going to be pretty good. But when you are streaming TV, which most people do some of that now with Netflix and everything.
I do.
You really need 10 meg to not have that little buffer thing come up.
Yep.
For sure, if you're going to... have other people watching things or using the network at the same time, mm-hmm. You're definitely going to need over 10 meg or, you know,
right.
All of 10 meg for sure. Otherwise.
So after you've gathered all this information, then you need to determine what is it that you're supposed to be getting from your internet service provider. So you can look on your bill or you can call them and say, how much am I paying for? Am I paying for 10 gig? Am I paying for 20? Am I meg? Am I paying for 50? And then they'll tell you. And if you're paying for 50 and you're getting less than 10, you know.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong. Yeah. And it won't be ever exact. I mean, you know, we pay for like 300 and we usually get, you know, like 190 or something like that.
Yeah. It depends on time of day and things like that.
So it won't be exact.
Right.
But if you're getting significantly lower than you're paying for, a lot of times just a call to your service provider will improve things.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of magic for some people.
Okay.
Yeah. And also note the download and the upload speed, because if you're, you know, going out and seeing stuff and it's working pretty fast, but then when you try to send a file or something, it takes forever. Well, then your upload is very slow. And that's, you know, happens a lot with the cable modem, you know, the TV companies that sell internet or some of these DSL services. You know, fiber, you don't have that. They're usually exactly the same up and down. So that's very good. So find out what you're getting and then find out what you should have. And then we can move on from there.
Right. Yeah. And if you're paying for a plan that isn't providing enough for you, then you might need to increase your plan.
Okay.
So that's something that you can decide once you have all that other information and you're ready to go.
And companies have no problem increasing your
they your don't plan. Mind if you pay more. And sometimes people who haven't checked for a while, you might have an old plan. Mm-hmm. And so you could get a new plan
for the same money.
For the same money, okay. Yeah.
I have a question. This happens to me just about every morning. When I start my computer, I wiggle my mouse, get the green light to come on, hit enter, and that's what takes forever to get it going.
But yep.
So once I get going, I get in my email, I have to wait forever to get my email popped up. Once I get going, it's fine.
And now that has nothing to do with your internet.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. Okay. And you know what? I know we're almost out of time. Yep. We got a lot more to talk about, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about. Let's pick this up again next week.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, you walked right into that. That's good. All right, yeah, a lot more to talk about if your internet is slow. So
yeah, so in the meantime, if you want to give us a call, you can call us at 320-698-4000. 4747 or stop in and see us. We're right on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank.
Or send us a mail message, support at ruralsolutions.com, an email message. I don't know why I'm struggling with that. Last couple of weeks, I've had trouble with that one.
Email, support at ruralsolutions.com. Support,
yes, thank you. I'm going to lose my place
here.
You
are going to lose it.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll pick this subject up next week.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.